I have a guest in joining us this morning. Dave York, district conservationist, joins us here this morning. Dave, how are you this morning?
Hey, we're doing pretty good.
Well, good. Hey, I know coming up on Thursday night now here in Cass County, I'm going to be celebrating the 70th anniversary of the Cass County Soil and Water Conservation District. That's got to be pretty exciting, isn't it?
It is totally exciting. To think that a group has been doing pretty much the same mission for over 70 years in the same area, it just blows my mind. There's not a lot of organizations, a lot of businesses that can do that, that can say that. So it is just a tremendous opportunity to celebrate what we've done here in Cass County over the years and who we are and really to reflect on that.
Why should that be important? Why should people care about what's being done?
It affects every single person. Not just here in Cass County, and it doesn't matter whether you own land or you own a house in town. There's always something that it affects, but it also affects people outside of Cass County, outside the state of Iowa. You know, we have an impact on water quality, particularly in that Missouri River watershed. The things that we do here in Cass County affect that watershed, ultimately affects down in Louisiana, down in New Orleans. So, by being good stewards here, whether we own 1,000 acres or a single lot in town, that's just what it takes.
Missouri River almost got to Cass County last year.
It sure did. I grew up down around that Hamburg area and was keeping close tabs with some friends. And, oh, boy, it was a nightmare. I know that much.
It's changed a lot of lives forever.
Absolutely. Changed a lot of lives. It even changed, the work with NRCS and what we do. It changed a lot of things from our standpoint as well.
Can you talk a little bit about that, the fact that I think a lot of people, when they think of soil and water conservation issues and groups and boards and officials and whatever else, they kind of tune it out if they don't own a farm because they figure, that's for the farmers, but it really isn't. And you kind of mentioned it's really for everybody. It has an impact on everybody.
Absolutely. We all have a part to play in this thing called stewardship. And I know I'm one of those that I grew up on a farm, but now I live in town. And so I realize that the things that I do in the yard around my house, whether it's putting fertilizer on or pesticides, that can have a really negative impact on the water, particularly right here in the Nishnabotna. We have to be very aware of what we're doing. And that's one of the things that we do with the Soil and Water Conservation District. That is truly the local level of government that really works. They pull in all the state and federal resources that they can to help educate people how to better manage resources, how to better take care of the land. And in some cases, we're even working with them, with livestock operations, with crop production, hay, you name it. I'm even learning about organics and horticultural type things, and it just never ceases to amaze me.
Of course, we've seen extreme weather this year. We see extreme weather at all kinds of different times. We did last year with all the rain and the flooding and things too and what have you, but this year with the dry conditions, does that really change the mission or change the focus at all depending upon what's going on out there?
Not necessarily. I think the ultimate mission is, working with people, helping them help the land. It definitely changed how we go about doing that. We're looking at this year, because of the dry conditions, probably the staple of our conservation practices, the terrace. We don't know really how many we're going to be building this fall. It is pretty dry right now, and while we haven't got a good handle, whether or not we can, there's a really good possibility that we may not be able to. Mm-hmm. And so it's going to definitely change what we do this fall. But eventually, things will cycle back through. We'll get the moisture. We'll be able to get those terraces in and make sure that they hold, they do the job they're supposed to, and go from there.
Now, you work through the USDA.
Yes.
So would a lot of folks look and say, well, Dave York, he's with the federal government. He doesn't really have anything to do with us here. But you really, your paycheck might come from that direction. But your focus, your mission, the other folks that you work with, the board and what have you, that's all made up of local folks who have local impact.
Absolutely. You know, that's the beauty. When you walk into our office, you never see it, but you actually have access to basically three levels of government. You have the Soil and Water Conservation District, which is the local level, albeit they are a subset of state government, but they are the local tie-in. They're the ones that help administer some of the state programs that come to us from the Iowa Department of Ag and Land Stewardship. Then you have some of our state employees, particularly our Secretary Janet Coughlin, our technician Steve Flecky. Those two are the ones who are employed by the Division of Soil Conservation, and they too have access to those state programs, but they also help with some of the federal programs. And then you have, like myself, Justin Borsma, who's our soil conservationist, Jeff Spohr, who's our resource conservationist, and Randall Larson, who's our technician. We are the federal employees. And so while my job and focus is really the overall management of the Atlantic Field Office, I do have some responsibilities for state programs, for federal programs, and even some local programs. So, you know, a person never really knows what level of government they're working with and that type of thing. And that is really just the beauty of the system that we have in that office.
Yeah, does it really matter?
Absolutely not. No. No, I mean, we've got, like I said, we've got all access to all the programs. I can call up somebody in Des Moines on with the Division of Soil Conservation if I got a question, or you know, any of my state employees can call about a federal program. I mean, that's just the beauty of it. It is a truly wonderful partnership that Iowa is extremely blessed to have.
You know, and we hear sometimes in different levels of government where maybe the information exchange isn't quite as good as it should be. I know law enforcement officials will kind of complain about that once in a while, that sometimes, you know, they don't pass, information isn't passed along in the most efficient way. But that's not really necessarily the case where you are.
Absolutely not. In fact, we work really hard amongst the partners to make sure that we're all involved, we're all on the same page. I had the opportunity to sit into an NRCS leadership team meeting in Des Moines here this past July. And to see the NRCS leadership in Iowa go through their process, how they come up with ideas or they take some different concerns and how they go about the thought process, definitely our partners with the Division of Soil Conservation came to the table, and they were part of that process, part of that think tank. It is truly... you don't know how good you got it until you hear some other folks from other states really envy what we have in Iowa.
I'm sure. How much of your job is really education? The stuff like this, you know, making sure folks understand what the mission is and how they can be a part of that.
I try to do as much of it as possible. You know, to really put a percentage on it. I think every time that I visit with somebody, I like to think that they might be learning something, whether it's information about a program, information about resources, or just who we are. So, you know, I would say there's a lot of my job that is education. I do enjoy it. I had a brief semester and a half where I thought I was going to be a teacher, so that education bug is in me. So I do enjoy that type of thing. But I really think all of us have a little bit of that niche, a little bit of that responsibility to educate folks, to help teach, and also to maybe learn a few things along the way from the people that we serve.
Well, as far as the local board, you've got some folks who've been doing that for a long time.
Absolutely. We've got two commissioners that have been on the board now for about 20 years, and Fred Kay and Greg Zelmer, and to have that kind of experience is just wonderful, because my experience, while I've been with NRCS for over 20 years, I haven't been in Cass County any longer than about 4 years. So prior to that, my experience has been maybe stopping on the way to wherever I was living at the time. So It is really great to have those guys on the board, and really, you know, we've got some good leadership on there with those guys. Kurt Behrens, our chairman, Tracy Marshall on there, and you know, our assistant commissioners, Alan Zelmer, Alan Peterson, bring a lot of information to us. So really, really blessed with the group that we have. And a really great group to work with.
Yeah, got to have that local input. A little celebration coming up now this Thursday night. Celebrate 70 years. Should be a fun time. I know you got a lot of tickets out there.
Absolutely. I think it's going to be a pretty full house, which will be awesome. You know, I didn't know quite what to expect heading into it. So we've got the tickets out there. We definitely want folks to come in. The highlight, actually a couple different highlights with Iowa Agriculture Secretary Bill Northey going to be in town. It's always great to have somebody like him stop in and kind of give us his perspective on things. And then we've got Shiona Putnam, and I'm probably going to butcher this last name, Leona Hogeveen. They will be giving us their take on history of Cass County. I know I purchased the book and read it, and I am dying to hear what they have to say. I always enjoy history and getting to know an area. I always kind of like to take a few steps back, look at its history. So it promises to be a very entertaining evening with right. those two.
The present and the future, both shaped by the past. We keep moving through time like that, and that's why you're celebrating 70 years, because we're still moving forward. So, very good. Well, thanks for coming in, Dave. I appreciate that. And if folks want to know more at all or get involved in any way, shape, or form, they just call the office?
You bet. They can call the office, 712-243-3180, extension 3, or feel free to stop by. We're located at 503 West 7th Street here in Atlantic.
Very good. Thanks for coming by.
You bet. Thank you, Jim.